Yes, Austin, the final score here in Ulster Rugby Championship 3 from the Dave Gallagher grounds was Letterkenny 21, Ballymoney 46. And certainly that scoreline in no way shows you how well Letterkenny played. They came back with three converted tries in the second half, and you know, that will give this young team a lot of confidence, because at half time, I mean, they were being beaten 25-0, and it was those points all came virtually in the second quarter. There was no scoring until the 18th minute, whenever it was a Ballymoney fullback James Cleland converted a penalty. And then before half-time, there were two tries from their number 8, following very good driving in the scrums. And also their winger Ben Blair and replacement prop Matt Blair, they got over with Cleland converting another one. So 25-0 at half-time. And you know, a team top of the table, Ballymoney, who are points away from everybody else. I mean, they really have been the dominant force, having dropped down virtually two divisions in 2 years. They further increased their score in 47 minutes when right half Andy Young had a beautiful run, sidestepping a couple of players. Cleland converting 32-0. At that stage, one was a wee bit worried about the Letterkenny boys, what the score would be. And then in 55 minutes, they had their first score whenever They took a short penalty, and centre Daniel Faulkner just had too much power. He got over. Wing forward Peter Scott converted, and that made it 32 points to 7. And certainly that really helped. The right half again went over, and he converted it, and that made it 41 points to 7. And that was on about 59 minutes. But the remainder of the game, really, you could say, belonged to Letterkenny. Their forwards really rose to the occasion. And they really, scrummage-wise, they were going well, line-outs. And every time they got possession, they were posing problems. And on 63 minutes, Evan Walsh finished off the scrum half, finished off with some tremendous picking and driving from the forwards. Again, they decided to run a short penalty. Scott converted that, brought it back to 41-14. Ballymoney then capitalised on a mistake for a score to make it 46-14 was from a rolling maul. And then on 72 minutes back came Limavady again, and after about five phases, again from a short penalty, it was out half Ryan Mortimer, who somehow managed to wriggle past two or three players to dive in at the post, under the post, and Scott converted, and that made it 46-21. But a lot to be taken from the game, and as I say, because Ballymoney really are a very, very good side. Some of the players are very impressive. Young Peter Scott, who is still under 18, you know, a young player. Number 8, David Brown, showed himself to be very, very strong throughout the game. Ryan Mortimer ran the line very, very well. Even Walsh at scrum half, and Daniel Faulkner in the centre, a young player who's a very, very powerful runner, and certainly he looks to have a good future. And but overall, you know, this young team will have taken a lot of heart from this. I mean, they've had a reasonably successful season, finishing in sixth or mid-table. But I think more importantly, you know, the heads didn't go down today at one stage after half-time when they could have had, you know, when the score was 32-0. And it's very easy for a young side to lose control of the game, but that last 20 minutes they came back and they showed what they were capable of, and with no little skill, especially from the forwards in the picking and driving, and the ball being laid back, certainly those three tries were well merited. And you know, a scoreline that could well have been pretty large turned around to be 46-21, and I would say that statistically Ballymoney in that final 20 minutes got as hard a game as they've had for a while, because they've been getting things easy, as I said, because of being a wee bit better than the rest of the sides. But overall, actually, a very good, very, very good. I mean, I was up here at the first of the start of the season to see Letterkenny, and there's a big, big improvement this year, and compared to last year, they've taken it on a step, and let's hope that next year they can further go. And when you don't have teams like Ballymoney to play against, but nevertheless, as I said at the start of my preview, you know, this was a big challenge to Letterkenny to see how they would react against the best team in the league by a mile, and a team that has beaten everybody else pretty convincingly. And, you know, as I said, at 32-0, I think that was the important part. It could have been 70-0 after that, but it didn't. It was 46-21, and a lot of credit has to go to this young side and their coaches and the club generally. So the final score in Rugby Championship 3 from the Dave Gallagher grounds was Letterkenny 21, Ballymoney 46.
Alec McDonald reporting there for Highland Radio Sport, and Alec staying on the line because we've got other rugby news, of course, for today. City of Derry playing Thomond, Alec, and City of Derry getting a bonus point, 27-14 in the end. Good result for them.
Very good result. I did give George Walker a wee bring there, about 5-4. And that was the important thing, to get the 5 points. But, you know, looking here, Oisin, at the bottom of that table, Skerries are now 25. Derry, with those 5, go on to 28. And Bective is the other team we have to watch. Dublin, as you say, are completely out of it. But Bective is the one that worries me, in a sense. And as you say, at the moment, there's 5 points between Skerries and Derry. They still have to play in the final game of the season. So depending on what happens in those games. But there's still a lot to play for. Derry have Armagh in a fortnight's time. You'd have to believe they'll have to play very, very well to get something out of that game. To go down to Skerries in the final game could be quite a hurdle. And as I say, a lot depends on the Bective result today and in the next couple of games.